ॐ हरिः ॐ तत्सत् श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः हरिः ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अवधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहैः ॐ शान्तिश्शान्तिश्शान्तिः. Actually speaking, we must have been chanting regularly Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha. That Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha is a Shanti Pata exclusively for Taittiriya Upanishad. And Sahana Vatu is for the entire Krishna Yajurveda. Usually for any Veda we have Shanti Mantra. And we chant only one Shanti Mantra for any Upanishad belonging to any Veda. This is the only Upanishad where we have these two Shanti Patas. And one exclusively given in the very beginning of the first chapter. It is presented as the first section of the first chapter. The Shanno Mitra. And now the same Shanno Mitra again is given as the subject matter of the 12th section. But here, some words are changed. Some verbs are presented in past tense. For example, please may you protect me. In that place, you have protected us. You have protected. That's the meaning is given. Given in the past tense. Which means, until now, until this time, for the whole Sikshavalli, you were able to study. For that, it's like as expressing our gratitude to Bhagavan, that Bhagavan has really protected us until now. And in this expression itself, we also ask for the future protection also. Because the main teaching of the Upanishad is going to begin only now from second chapter. Therefore, the prayer thanks for this Shanti Pataha at the 12th section is presented as the thanks for the past what we have studied until now, and also a prayer for the future study. Shanno Mitra Shambharunaha Shanno Bhavatvaryama Shanna Indra Bruhaspatihi Shanno Vishnururukramaha Namo Brahmane Namaste Vayo Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmasi Twameva Pratyaksham Brahmavadisham Ritamavadisham Satyamavadisham Tanmamavid Tadvaktaramavid Avinmam Avid Vaktaram Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. The slight changes, same meaning is given. Okay, Brahmananda Valli begins. Because we are beginning the Brahmananda Valli again, I want you all to recite the prayer shlokas in the first. Yes, page number 4, the first book 4, 5 and 6, we have 3 verses. We have to recite them before we start the second book. Yasma jatam jagat sarvam Yasminneva praliyate Yasminneva praliyate Yenedam dharyate chaiva Yenedam dharyate chaiva Tasmai Jnanatmane Namaha Yasma Jatam Jagat Sarvam Yasminneva Praliyate Yasma Jatam Jagat Sarvam Yasminneva Praliyate Yenedam Dharyate Chaiva Tasmai Jnanatmane Namaha ಯೇನೇದಂ ಧಾರ್ಯತೆ ಚೈವ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಜ್ಞಾನಾತ್ಮನೇ ನಮಃ. ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 5 ಸೆಕೆಂಡ್ ವರ್ಸ್. ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ಯೈರಿಮೇ ಗುರುಭಿಃ ಪೂರ್ವಂ ಪದವಾಕ್ಯ ಪ್ರಮಾಣತಃ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯಾತ ಸರ್ವವೇದಾಂತಾಃ ತಾನ್ನಿತ್ಯಂ ಪ್ರಣತೋಸ್ಮ್ಯಹಂ. ಥರ್ಡ್ ವರ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ಪೇಜ್ ನಂಬರ್ 10 ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಬುಕ್. ತೈತ್ತಿರೀಯಕಸಾರಸ್ಯ ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದತಃ ವಿಸ್ಪಷ್ಟಾರ್ಥರುಚೀನಾಂ ಹಿ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಸಂಪ್ರಣೀಯತೆ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಸಂಪ್ರಣೀಯತೆ. ತೈತ್ತಿರೀಯಕಸಾರಸ್ಯ ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದತಃ ತೈತ್ತಿರೀಯಕಸಾರಸ್ಯ ಮದಾಚಾರ್ಯಪ್ರಸಾದತಃ ವಿಸ್ಪಷ್ಟಾರ್ಥರುಚೀನಾಂ ಹಿ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಸಂಪ್ರಣೀಯತೆ ವಿಸ್ಪಷ್ಟಾರ್ಥರುಚೀನಾಂ ಹಿ ವ್ಯಾಖ್ಯೇಯಂ ಸಂಪ್ರಣೀಯತೆ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಈಸ್ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮವಲ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ. ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಆನಂದವಲ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಓನ್ಲಿ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನಂದ ಇಸ್ ಯುನೀಕ್ಲಿ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟೆಡ್. ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಇಸ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ನೋನ್ ಆಸ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮಾನಂದವಲ್ಲಿ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಗಿನ್ಸ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ವರ್ಡ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ಅಂಡ್ ಪ್ರೆಸೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಆನಂದ ಮೀಮಾಂಸಾ ದಿ ಕ್ಯಾಲ್ಕುಲಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಆನಂದ. Therefore, it has three names. The second chapter has three names. So, Anandavalli begins. Now, so as a commentator, now you all know the first mantra. I just want to, for sampradaya sake, I want to recite the first, only first line. Brahma vidā apnoti param. Taittiriya Upanishad, one Upanishad, has the beauty of having the swaras. Swaras are still available for us. And Krishna Yajurveda Parayanam, Yajurveda chanting is, this is the style. And it's only Upanishad, it is easy to memorize because words are very simple and then swaras also are there. So, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tadesha Bhuk ಸತ್ಯಂ ಜ್ಞಾನಮನಂತಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன். யோ வேத நிஹிதம் குஹாயாம் பரமே வ்யோமன். சோ ஓஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் சஹா. சோ ஓஷ்ணுதே சர்வான் காமான் சஹா ப்ரஹ்மணா விபஸ்சிதேதி. ப்ரஹ்மணா விபஸ்சிதேதி. அண்டில் தென் one topic is completed. So I won't stop there. We'll read the Bhashyam here. Here, just for Sampradaya's sake, I'm just starting today. I'm telling the meaning of those first lines. The Brahmavid Apnoti Param, the one sentence alone belongs to Taittiriya Upanishad. Mean Krishna Yajurveda. Krishna Yajurveda. It is a Brahmana portion, means what? A prose Upanishad. This Upanishad is a prose Upanishad. Prose Upanishad means it's a prose sentence. Brahma vit param apnoti. It's a keen sentence in the form of a, it's a prose. So Upanishad sentence, Brahmana Vakyam, means a sentence belonging to the Krishna Yajurveda Upanishad, Taittiriya Upanishad, which is a Brahmana Upanishad. And this is called Sutrabhuta Vakyam. Sutrabhuta Vakyam means what? A statement which presents the entire teaching in a nutshell. One statement presenting the entire teaching, the whole teaching in a nutshell. It's called a Sutra Vakyam, aphoristic statement. Which means the whole chapter, the entire second chapter is going to be a commentary upon this one sentence. So this one sentence has to be elaborately discussed to understand exactly what is conveyed by this one sentence. And this one sentence, Sutrabhuta Vakyam, or we call it. Then the following portion, what does it mean? Brahma Vitte, knower of Brahman, Param, the absolute end, Apnoti, attains. So, knower of Brahman attains the absolute end. Simple sentence, all of you can understand with your Sanskrit Jnanam. Brahma vitte, Brahma gyaha, Param, Moksham, Apnoti. So, knower of Brahman attains the absolute end, Mokshaha. This is the literal translation of the sentence. Then, this sentence, then following is Tad Yesha Abhyukta. Tad yesha abhyukta. So what tad yesha abhyukta means, tad regarding this statement also, abhyukta, it has been said. What has been said? Abhyukta. Yesha rik. Why it's called yesha? Because yesha is not, it's just not, it's only pronoun. What is that which has been said? What has been said? Yesha abhyukta means what has been said here? Rik. Rik is a strilinga shabda. Yesha rik abhyukta. This rik means Rigveda mantraha. Make a note. Rigveda mantraha. It means the following sentence is not a Brahmana Vakyam. It does not belong to Taittiriya Upanishad, but in Taittiriya Upanishad, Yajurveda Upanishad, Rigveda Mantraha is quoted. So Taittiriya Upanishad itself presents the Rigveda Mantra. So Yesha Rik Ka, first Ka. Rik is a singular word which means one Rigveda Mantra is called Rik. It is Strilinga Shabda. Therefore, Yesha Rik. This Rik has been quoted. Abhyukta. Yesha Rik Abhyukta. This Rik mantra when you say rig separately, but mantra rig, rig mantra has been quoted, presented. So tad means what? Tad means that, but here you should take it as regarding this statement, that this rig mantra, typically like English, that this rig mantra has been quoted by the Brahmana Upanishad regarding this first Sutra Bhuta Vakyam. Okay, Brahma Vida Apnoti Param Tad Yesha Abhyukta Yesha Rik Abhyukta. What is the trick mantra and following? So Satyam Jnanam Anantam, very well known quotation, but still it is given in the Taittiriya Upanishad. Rigveda mantra understood in Taittiriya Upanishad. Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. That is one sentence. This statement is what? This is a one small mantra. It's called Lakshana Vakyam. Lakshana Vakyam means one, it is a statement of definition. Lakshana Vakyam, statement of definition. Definition of what? Definition of Brahman. Because when you say Brahmavit Param Apnoti, the knower of Brahman attains the absolute. So what is that Brahman? Knowing which one attains the absolute, that question must come. What is that Brahman? That question should come. If that question comes, a briefest answer is given, that Brahman is Satyam Jnanam Anantam. Brahma. Therefore, this is a Lakshana Vakyam. But what Lakshanam does it give? Swarupa Lakshanam. It's going to be elaborately discussed later on, but now I introduce it, then I go back to the lesson. Swarupa Lakshanam of Brahman is given by this statement of definition, Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Swarupa Lakshanam means what? Direct definition of Brahman. Which means the words contained in this definition, every word by itself a Lakshanam. A definition. Every word is a definition which reveals the reality in terms of its given nature. Therefore, it is called Swarupa Lakshanam Vakyam. Then, next question should be what? Where is the Brahman? Okay, what is Brahman? For that question, first answer is Satyam Jnanam Anantam Brahma. Then next question comes, where is that Brahman available for knowing? Yo Veda Nihitam Guhayam Parame Vyoman. Until then, it's the answer for the second question, where is that Brahman available for knowing or recognition? Then the third question is, what is Param? What is the absolute end? For the third question, answer is there itself. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha. So oshnute sarvan kamaan saha. So saha sarvan kaman ashnute is the answer for what is param, what is moksha. Like this, that trig mantraha, I want to tell you that one trig mantraha gives you answer for three questions. What is Brahman? Where is Brahman available for recognition? What is param? What is moksha? For these three questions, these are the three possible questions raisable by knowing the first sentence. And for those three questions, briefest answer is given by Rig Mantraha. Okay, briefest answer is given by Rig Mantra. And the Rig Mantra ends there. Brahmana vipaschiteti. There ends the Rig Mantra. Is it clear? Now we have just seen first Brahmana Vakyam, the Taittiriya Upanishad statement, then the Rig Mantra quoted by the Taittiriya Upanishad. I'm stopping there. We go to the Bhashyam now. Okay. Brahma vida apnoti param tadesha bhyukta satyam jnanam anantam brahma yo veda nihitam guhayam parame vyoman so osnute sarvan kamaan saha Brahmana vipaschiteti. Until vipaschita is the Rig Mantra. And the Rig Mantra ending, how do you know? Iti. There is a word enbadu, endru. That iti is the indication of, iti indicates the ending of Rig Mantra. Brahmana vipaschita iti. Iti shabdaha Rig Mantrasya avasanam darshayati. Shuchayati. The word iti indicates the ending of the Rig Mantra. The Rig Mantra gives a brief answer for three questions. Okay. Thereafter, what comes, we'll see afterwards. Now let us enter into this. Bhashyam sentence. Now, Shankar Bhagavad Pada must have thought we will all not do the revision of what we have studied. So, he wants to revise what has been done until now. Okay, very nice. So, how does Shankar Bhagavad Pada begin his bhashyam? By summing up the subject matter or the content of the first chapter. And I want to remind you, whenever the subject matter of the previous chapter is briefly presented, it is the presentation of subject matter of the previous chapter is for us to understand its connection with what is going to come in this new chapter. Even though completely two different subject matters, they are connected. This connection is called Sangatihi. Sangatihi. Sangatihi is a technical expression. Sangati na samacharam. Enna sangati? Enna vishyam? What is the matter? We always ask when in Tamil people ask, what is the matter? Sangati literally means matter also. So, but here Sangati means Shankaracharya gives us the Sangati. Okay, Samhita Divishayani Karma Bhihi Aviruddhani Upasanani Uktani Samhita Divishayani Karma Bhihi Aviruddhani Upasanani Uktani. So, uktani means have been said, have been presented. Because uktani, uktam, ukte, uktani. Uktani, things have been said here. What have been mentioned here, presented here, uktani, what have been said? Upasanani. Upasanani, uktani. Meditations were discussed. And not only that, Samhitadi Vishayani Upasanani. The meditations pertaining to Samhita, etc. Samhita Upasanam, Vyakriti Upasanam, Omkara Upasanam, Hiranyagarbha Upasanam, Pankta Brahma Upasanam. Like that, five meditations were discussed. So he says, Samhita Adi, Samhita Mudaliya, விஷயங்களை கொண்ட. சம்ஹிதாதி விஷயானி உபாசனானி, அப்ஜெக்டிவ் ஃபார் உபாசனானி. விச் உபாசனானி வேர் டிஸ்கஸ்ட்? சம்ஹிதாதி உபாசனானி. சம்ஹிதாதி விஷயானி உபாசனானி மீன்ஸ் தி மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் ஹேவிங் சம்ஹிதா எக்ஸெட்ரா ஆஸ் தி ஆப்ஜெக்ட் ஆஃப் மெடிடேஷன். தோஸ் மெடிடேஷன்ஸ் விச் ஆர் அன்அப்போஸ்டு டு கர்ம, கர்மபிஹி அவிருத்தானி. சோ கீத்ருஷானி உபாசனானி உக்தானி. See, simple sentence, I don't need to take too much of time. Just for the sake of helping with the grammar also, I'm teaching you. Kidrushani upasanani uktani. Which sort of meditations were presented? Samhitadi vishayani upasanani. Meditations having samhita, etc. as symbols or objects of meditation. Objects, those meditations were presented. And again, kidrushani, karma bhihi aviruddhani. The meditations which are not opposed to karma. Why they are not opposed to karma? Because meditation is also action, mental activity. Karma is also both mental and physical activity. Activity and activity will not be opposed to each other. Therefore, meditations having samhita etc. as objects which are not opposed to karma were presented. This is the subject. This is the first meaning of the first sentence. Samhitadi vishayani karma bhihi aviruddhani, aviruddhani upasanani uktani. And you have to understand what sandhi is there. I will not do the grammar class here.
Swamini, I haven't got the page. Which page are we on?
Oh, page number 1 Dhanama, second book.
Oh, this is the
second book.
Yes, page number 1.
Page 13 of the textbook.
13.
Page 13 of Swami Dayananda's translation and commentary.
Okay, thank you. Page 13. Yeah. Yes, I got the 13.
No. Now she is doing from Anandavalli. It's the first page itself.
What is the first page?
Yeah, we are on page
first
1.
First page. Anandavalli. Anandavalli. First two. Page.
Book 2. See, what I did, for the sake of Sampradaya, I didn't want to go straight away to this Bhashyam.
Okay.
Because what happened, always Moola Granthaha Prathamam Pataniyaha. Always original text must be studied first. Then you are supposed to go to the Bhashyam. But we are doing Ulta here. Therefore, for the sake of Sampradaya, I wanted to first start with the mantra once at least. Understand? Okay. So, I think the simple sentence you can read on your own. But here I might have to explain to you some Vastu Tantra Manal. Okay. So various forms of meditation were presented. Subject matter of which was the conjunction of letters. See, Samhita, you almost already know what is Samhita. Samhita is another word for proximity of letters. Conjunction of letters. Ezhuthukkalin arugamai. In Tamil, if you want, ezhuthukkalin arugamai. Samhita, the closeness or proximity of letters is called conjunction of letters. And you have to remember the Ishetva. We're going to come anyway later on. Okay. These meditations were not opposed to karma. Okay. In the previous chapter, Samhitadi Vishayani, Upasanani Uktani, various forms of meditation with reference to Samhita. What is Samhita? Sandhihi. Another word for Samhita is Sandhihi. Okay. Reference to Samhita, Sandhihi and so on were discussed. Various ideas were superimposed on the locus of Sandhi and meditated upon. They were karma bihi aviruddhani, not opposed to karma. Not different from karma. They are manasam karma, mental actions. They are karma because there is dependence on karakas like karta, subject. Okay, here I want to stop because we'll be coming across quite often karakas, karakas, karakas. So let me tell you now itself. Any karma, mental or physical or oral, is dependent on sixfold accessories. Those accessories are known as karakani. In grammar also you will be learning. I did teach you grammar. What are the karakani, shat karakani? We have 7 case forms in grammar. Only 6th case form is not taken here. Because shashti sambandhi. What are the accessories? If you ask, first kartrukarakam. Kartrukarakam means subject of, agent of action. The performer of action. Then object of action, karmakarakam. The third, why I'm telling you now itself, we are going to later on, I don't need to stop and tell you this. Karmakarakam. Third is karanakarakam. Karanakarakam, instrument of action. Sampradanakarakam. Sampradanakarakam, beneficiary of action. Beneficiary of action. Okay. Then sampradana karakam, then apadana karakam. Apadana karakam, the purpose of action. Purpose of action. Then adhikarana karakam. Adhikarana karakam, locus of action. These are the shat karakani, 6 accessories required for karma. At least 1 or 2 accessories must be, few accessories are deep. So karma is dependent on these accessories. Okay. They're called shat karakani. Now that's what is said here. The karma, because there is dependence on karakas. Karakas is English. Karakani. Make it karakani. Karakam, karake, karakani. What are the karakas? Karta, subject, etc. Okay. Now, they are purushatantram. When you write, make it purushatantram. Centered on the will of the person. See, the karakani, the accessories required for karma, required for performing any activity, physical, oral, mental. Sometimes mental may not, but still, even mental also depend on the person who thinks. So all the activities are dependent on accessories. Therefore, a will involved, will is involved. Therefore, because this will involved actions, it's a purushatantram. Purushatantram means what? Actions which are dependent on accessories, and all the accessories are dependent on the will of a human being, will of a person. Therefore, it is said to be what? All of them are said to be purushatantram, karma. Purushat, karakam, purushatantram. You have to decide, I want to do it. Then you will do it. Then you will think about it. Therefore, purushatantram is dependent on will, human will. Okay. When you say, this is an ever silver vessel, it is not purushatantram. It is vastutantram. Okay. Jnanam vastutantram. It's very important to know, make a note. Jnanam vastutantram. Because in saying, okay, there is light. This is a vessel. What does this sentence say? The sentence reveals the knowledge of a given object. When you say, this is a book, this is a book, there is light. These statements are expressions of one's cognitions or knowledge. That jnanam, knowledge of what? Without an given object, you cannot talk about knowledge. Knowledge is always of an object. Therefore, vastutantra, what exactly is? Knowledge is of what is. Therefore, it is said to be vastutantram. Jnanam vastutantram. Karma purushatantram. You must make it a note. Always remember this. Because Swamiji just tells here, but you might, it might be important for us to know for every context. Because, okay, it is not Purushatantram, it is Vastutantram. Because the object happens to be an ever silver vessel. You cannot take an ever silver vessel to be a silver vessel. Ever silver is never silver. The vastu does not depend upon your wish. It proves itself through the pramanam. An object of knowledge proves itself through the pramanam. Eyes will prove whether it is ever silver or silver. The threefold karma. What is important is the object is proved by the instrument of knowledge, which is a pramanam. The threefold karma, physical, oral, and mental, is Purushatantram. The difference between action and knowledge is not generally understood by modern Vedantins. Without understanding certain basic things like this, if one studies Vedanta, what comes will be only Devanta and not Vedanta. I still remember this sentence Swamiji saying. Therefore, Bhashyakara says here, karma bhihi aviruddhani upasanani uktani. Does not talk about the implications. He just makes the statement and proceeds, thinking we all understand. There is always a certain assumption on the part of any teacher. You have to assume certain things, otherwise you cannot open your mouth. Bhashyakara also assumes that certain things are known. So he says, upasanas are unopposed to karma. They are karma alone. Why does he say this? Because what is going to follow now is not karma, but purely jnanam. What is going to follow means what? The second chapter. The subject matter of the second chapter is purely jnanam. It is not a karma. Anantaram cha antasopadhika atmadarshanam uktam anantaram cha antasopadhika atmadarshanam uktam vyahrutit yuktam vyahrutit dwarena swarajya phalam nacha etavata nachaitavata nacha etavata aseshataha samsara bijasya upamardhanam asti. Anantaram is anantaram means after, thereafter, adarka pirahu. You want to say tataha. Anantaram is equal to tataha, thereafter. So it is an indeclinable word. Anantaram cha and thereafter and antasopadhika darshanam uktam. The word darshanam here means meditation. Darshanam means meditation. And sopadhika, sopadhikam means sagunam brahma. Sopadhikam is equal to sopadhikam brahma. Sopadhikam means what? Sagunam brahma. Sagunam brahma means what? Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Sopadhikam, upadhi sahitam sopadhikam. Upadhi sahitam sopadhikam. Sopadhikam itself is a word which actually implies what? Sopadhikam brahma, which is sagunam brahma. Darshanam, meditation. Therefore, meditation on sopadhikam brahma, sagunam brahma. Why, how do you know sopadhikam, the darshanam, antaha, antardarshanam is meditation. So, antaha, sopadhika darshanam means antaha darshanam, antardarshanam is meditation. So, meditation on sagunam brahma. Also, vyahruti dwarena. Vyahruti dwarena. Through the symbol of Vyahruti. See, Vyahruti dwaram. Dwara literally means what? Through. But here, through itself implies what? Vyahruti being the symbol. Alambanam. Through the alambanam. Through the symbol of Vyahruti. Uktam was said. Was said. Swarajya palam. Swarajya palam. So darshanam, which has the swarajyam as the palam, was said. This meditation on sagunam brahma through the symbol of Vyakritihi, having the benefit of swarajyam, having the result of swarajyam, was said afterwards. Swarajya phalayuktam darshanam uktam. Nacha etavata aseshataha samsara bijasya upamardhanam asti. Okay. Etavata, I want you to understand this word. Etavan, etavan, etavat, takaranda shabda. Etavat means this much. Etavat means this much. Etavata is the third case. Yivalavu matrathal mattume. How will you say etavat? This much. Yivalavu. This much. Etavat means this much. Etavata by this much. Third case. Third case of etavat is what? Etavata. By this much. Etavata by this much. Then eva is there. Eva. Alone, by this much alone. So, etavat, this much. Etavata, by this much. Etavata, eva, by this much alone. By this much alone. And the choice and, by this much alone. By this much alone means what? By this much practice. Alone, by this much information of meditation, etc. alone, aseshataha, totally. See, asesha means remaining. Something remaining. It's called asesha, meedam. In Tamil word, meedam. Baki irupu is called asesha. Sorry, sesha. Sesha means remaining. Asesha, without leaving anything remaining, asesha. And taha, when you add pancham yarthe, tasil. Whenever taha is added, it becomes, it gives a fifth case meaning. Sesha remaining, asesha without remaining, without leaving any remain, anything remain, asesha. But asesha taha becomes a fifth case. The fifth case is coming. Always adverbs are used in fifth case. Totally. aseshataha totally. So with this much alone, totally, upamardhanam nasti. The first is na, na upamardhanam asti. Upamardhanam, resolution, destruction, elimination is not there. Upamardhanam, upamardayati, destroys, resolves. Upamardayati is a verb. Upamardhanam, elimination, destruction is not there. Destruction of what? Samsara bijasya. There is no destruction or elimination, resolution of the seed of samsara by this much of knowledge of karma and upasanam alone. By this much of knowledge of karma and upasanam alone, destruction of, elimination of the seed of bondage is not there. Is not there. In exact translation. What does it mean? Is not there means there is no, the destruction does not happen. Na bhavati. If you take asti is bhavati, it'd be perfect. Na bhavati. Upamardhanam na bhavati. Destruction does not take place, does not happen. Destruction of the seed of samsara, the seed of bondage, does not happen by this much alone. By this much of knowledge of meditation, karma, etc. Okay. Nacha. That na should go with the upamardhanam asti. Cha, yetavata eva, I'm putting correctly, yetavata eva, aseshataha samsara bijasya upamardhanam na asti na bhavati. Okay. But by this alone, actually, yetavata better by this much alone. உபாசனத்தையும் கர்மங்களையும் தெரிந்து கொள்வதாலே மட்டுமே இதே இவ்வளவு அறிவு இருந்தா மட்டும் போராது. இதனால் நமக்கு சம்சாரத்தினுடைய அழிவு ஏற்படாது. சம்சாரத்திற்கு காரணமான அஜானத்துடைய அழிவு ஏற்படாது. மீன் தி சீட் ஆஃப் சம்சாரா இன் தி ஃபார்ம் ஆஃப் அஜானம் டஸ் நாட் பிகம் டிஸ்ட்ராய்ட். ஓகே. அனந்தரஞ்ச அந்த சோபாதிக ஆத்மதர்ஷனம் உக்தம் ஆத்மதர்ஷனம் உக்தம் வியாகிருதி துவாரேன ஸ்வராஜ்ய பலம் நச்சைதாவதா அசேஷதா சம்சார பீஜஸ்ய உபமர்தனம் அஸ்தி. ஓகே. அனந்தரஞ்ச தேர் ஆஃப்டர் அந்த சோபாதிக ஆத்மதர்ஷனம் உக்தம். Meditation on Brahmatma with the attributes was presented before. Antaha indicates that is also meditation. One gets the result of Swarajyam, sovereign status. Vyakriti Dwarena, by this meditation on the four Vyakritis, Bhuhu, Bhuvaha, Suvaha and Mahaha. They were the locus of meditation. All the results given for meditation are within samsara. The upamardhanam, destruction, elimination of samsara bijam, the cause of samsara does not take place. Take place aseshataha totally. Yetavata, by this much alone. So yes, Swamiji has given this much. By the practice of whatever that has been said so far. So yetavata By this much alone means what? By the practice of upasanam, performing karma, etc. I'll move on to next sentence. Today I'm a little slow, but I'll go fast next class onwards. Ato sesho padrava bijasya. Let me read the complete sentence first once. Ato sesho padrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrityartham vidhuta sarvopadhi viseshatma darshanartham idam arabhyate brahma vidapnoti param ityadi. I'm going to break the sentence now. Ataha asesha upadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrityartham vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmadarshanartham vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmadarshanartham idam arabhyate brahmavit param apnoti brahmavit apnoti param ityadi. Shankarabhagavatpada says brahmavit param apnoti ityadi arabhyate. See, arabhyate. Arabhyate, make a note, the passive voice sentence. Okay, it is begun. Arabhyate begins. Arabhyate is begun. What is begun? The teaching is begun. Like what? Teaching is begun what? Brahmavit param itya. Param, brahmavit apnoti param ityadi. The teaching, such as Brahmavit Paramapnoti, is begun. Kim Arabhyate? Brahmavit Paramapnoti, Ityadi Arabhyate. Ityadi Bodhaha Bodhanam Arabhyate. The teaching in terms of Brahmavit Paramapnoti, etc., is begun. Okay. Kimartham arabhyate? Kimartham arabhyate? What is this teaching in terms of Brahmavid apnoti param, etc.? What is it begun for? What is it begun for? Atma darshanartham. You can say darshanartham arabhyate. For the vision, for seeing. Darshanam vision, for the darshanam, for the vision, darshanartham, kimartham, darshanartham. Kasya darshanartham, for the vision of what? Atma darshanartham. Kasya darshanartham, atma darshanartham, idam arabhyate. Kidrusha atma darshanartham, idam arabhyate. So the for the vision of which sort of Atma? He says, Vidhuta Sarva Upadhi Visesha Atma Darshanartham. It is, the teaching is begun for the vision of the self which is free from attributes in terms of all upadis, attributes of upadis. Vidhuta, vidhuta free from. Nikapatta, that's the meaning, removed. Actually, literally means vidhuta. Let me tell, teach a compound also. Vidhuta sarva upadi visesha. Vidhutaha sarva upadi viseshaha. Yasya atmanaha. Vidhutaha sarva upadhi viseshaha yasya atmanaha saha atma vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atma. The atma which is free from all attributes of upadhis. So vidhuta sarva upadhi visesha atmanaha darshanartham. So for the vision of the atma at the attributeless Atma, which is free from upadis, this teaching is begun. Okay. Now, kimartham atmadarshanam. Atmadarshanartham pataha arabhyate. The teaching is begun for the vision of the Atma. What is, for what purpose? Punaha kimartham. Kimartham atmadarshanam. Kimartham atmadarshanartham idam arabhyate. Nivrityartham. For the removal. Again punaha. Kimartham nivrityartham, for the elimination, for the removal. Nivrityartham, for the elimination. Elimination of what? Ajnanasya. So ajnanasya nivrityartham, vidusha sarvopadi viseshatma darshanartham, idam arabhyate. So this Brahmavidya apnoti, this teaching, beginning with Brahmavidya apnoti param, etc., is begun for the vision of the attributeless Atma, for the elimination of ignorance. Okay. Kidrushasya jnanasya nivrutyartham. Which sort of ignorance here? Says, ajnanam, which is the seed. Kidrushasya ajnanasya nivrutyartham. The question is asked, upadrava bijasya, kasi bijasya, upadravasya bijasya. So, asesha upadrava bijasya samsarasya. Asesha upadrava bijasya is ajnanasya. So ajnan, for the removal of ignorance, the seed of all forms of problems. All forms of problem. Asesha upadravani. All. Just to say all, the word is asesha. For all forms of. Here, see, asesha taha adverb. Asesha adjective. Make a note. Asesha upadrava bijasya. For the elimination of the ignorance, the seed of all problems. Of samsara. Finished. Ataha, therefore, asesha upadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrityartham vidhuta sarvopadi visesha atmadarshanartham idam brahmavidapnoti param ityadi arabhyate. Ataha, aseshopadrava bijasya ajnanasya nivrutyartham vidhuta sarvopadhi viseshatma darshanartham idam arabhyate brahma vidapnoti param ityadi. Okay. I'm going to go to next page. For you, you have to read. Page number 4. Prayojanam chasyaha brahma vidyayaha avidyanivrittihi. So, vidhuta sarvopadi visesha atmadarshanam. Vidhuta sarvopadi visesha atmadarshanam is equal to Brahma vidya. Brahma, simple solutamala. Brahma vidya, he means a long word. What is the benefit of kim prayojanam? Already we know nivrityartham. Now the next question is what? Kimartham ajnana nivrittihi. Ajnana nivritti kimartham. What is the purpose of removal of ignorance? That we know. Samsara bijasya. But now what is that which can remove the ignorance? It is said, prayojanam chasyaha brahma vidyayaha avidyanivrittihi. So avidyanivrittyartham kim sadhanam is said here. Prayojanam, the benefit of this knowledge, asyaha brahmavidyayaha prayojanam kim? Asyaha brahmavidyayaha prayojanam avidya nivrittihi, elimination of ignorance is the benefit of this brahmavidya, this knowledge. Tataha cha, thereby. Tataha cha, atyantikaha samsara abhavaha. Atyantikaha samsara abhavaha. See, atyantika, apekshika. The two words are there. Atyantika means total or absolute, complete. Atyantika samsara abhavaha. Thereby there will be total resolution of samsara. Absence of samsara. Samsarasya abhavaha bhavishyati. That is the meaning. Vakshyati cha vidvanna vibheti kutaschana iti. Vakshyati cha. Vakshyati is what? Vadati, present tense. Vakshyati, future tense. Means Upanishad is going to say later on. Upanishad is going to say later on. Vidvan na bibheti kutaschana iti. See, this is a sentence from Taittiriya Upanishad, second chapter. What is sentence? Vidvan, wise person, kutaschana, by no means. Kutaschana, from nowhere. Kutaha, from where. Kutaha is a question word, from where. Engirindu. Kutaschana, from, means by no, from no source. From any source, if you want to say. Kutaha literally means from where. When you add chit or chana, kutas chit or kutas chana, you add from nowhere, from no source, from any source, from any source. Kutas chana na vibheti, no, from nowhere, from no source. Vidvan kutas chana na vibheti, vibheti. Fears, is afraid, fears. Vidvan na vibheti kutaschana. The wise person does not fear from any source. Does not fear, there's no source of fear for Vidvan. There's no source of fear for Vidvan. That's the meaning. Kutaschana na vibheti. Does not fear from any source. So the benefit of this knowledge of Brahman is removal of ignorance. And from that arises total absence of samsara. And the Upanishad will go on to say, the one who knows Brahman does not fear anything. Does not fear anything, does not fear from any source. From anything, yeah. Okay, I'm giving you the homework for you. Can you read page number 4 and 5? I move on to page number 6. Is it all right? Otherwise, it will be taking very long.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Samsara nivrittau asatyam. Abhayam pratishtham vindate iti anupapannam. Kritakrite punya pape na tapataha iti cha. So here, samsara nivrittihi. Nivrittihi is a strilinga shabdaha. Opposite is what? Pravrittihi. Pravrittihi means involvement, performance, engagement. That's the meaning. Pravrittihi means. Trilingi shabdha. most of the nouns end in ti, shanti, shakti, bhakti, mati, pati, like that, nivrittihi, pravrittihi. Now, nivrittihi, retirement, removal, elimination. Nikal, that is the meaning, Tamil sona, nikal, toipir. Samsara nivrittihi, locative case what? Samsara nivrittau. Asatyam is satisaptami. Samsara nivruttau satyam. Samsara nivruttau satyam means when the elimination of ignorance takes place. Or if the elimination of ignorance takes place. Samsara nivruttau satyam. Nivrutti is thrilling shabda, therefore satyam. Masculine narko, sati narko. Jnane sati, ajnane sati, ajnane sati. Anna, samsara nivruttau asatyam means what? If the or when the removal of samsara does not take place, yadi samsara nivruttihi na bhavati, samsara nivruttihi na bhavati tarhi. How will you write it in Dasati Saptami? Writing simple in Sanskritam, yadi samsara nivruttihi na sambhavati na bhavati tarhi. Otherwise, hati saptami, how to write? Samsara nivruttau asatyam. If the removal of samsara does not happen, then what happens? Abhayam patishtham vindate iti anupapannam. Anupapannam bhavati is the meaning. See, upapannam is a participle of upapadyate. And what is the negative word? Anupapannam bhavati. It is not possible. It is not tenable. What becomes untenable? It said the sentence. Abhayam patishtham vindate. Abhayam patishtham vindate. The sentence means a person abides in fearlessness. Abhayam patishtham vindate is a Ved, the sentence Upanishad statement, which you are going to understand later on. Okay, the sentence we have not yet studied is going to come in the same Upanishad later on. This sentence reveals the benefit of jnanam. Abhayam patishtham vindate. Oruvan bayaminmayil aalhiran. A person abides in fearlessness. This is the meaning of the sentence. A person abides in fearlessness. So, this benefit of knowledge revealed by this statement will not be tenable, will not be possible if ignorance, the removal of samsara does not take place. If the samsara, removal of samsara does not take place, then abundance in fearlessness, the benefit of knowledge will not be possible. Iti upapannam. Therefore, what happens? Jnanam should take place. Ignorance should be removed. Thereby, ignorance cause samsara should be removed. Only then abundance in fearlessness is possible. Okay, next sentence. Krita akrite punya pape na tapataha. Krita akrite punya pape na tapataha. The wise person, tapataha means second dual form. Tapati scorches, tapataha, do not scorch. Punyam and papam, the results in terms of punyam and papam of the krita akritam. Kritam done, akritam not done, undone. So krita krite punya pape na tapataha. See, whatever punya papa person has, the punya papam do not scorch a person if a person has jnanam. iti cha. So this statement also, unless samsara is removed, the facts revealed by the statements do not happen. It's not possible. Is it clear? Yeah. Samsara nivrittau asatyam abhayam patishtham vindate iti anupapannam krita krite punya papena tapataha iti cha na anupapannam. That is what's the meaning. Kritam means done, commission. Akritam, omission. The right and wrong actions, committed and performed and not performed. Committed and commissions and omissions in terms of right and wrong actions of the past do not afflict a person if a person is free from samsara. As long as a person is in samsara, they will afflict him. So if a person has to come out of samsara, samsara must be removed. To remove one, ajnana must be removed. To remove ajnanam, one needs jnanam. That is what is implied here. Samsara nivrittau asatyam abhayam pratishtham vindate iti anupapannam krita krite punya pape na tapataha iti cha. Okay. Any questions? Okay. I'm moving on to page number 7. I'll stop with this. Next Kaharot can go faster because today I heard something to the mantra now. Ato vagamyate smad vijnanat. Sarvatma brahma vishayat atyantikaha samsara bhavaha iti. Samsara bhava iti. Yesterday only we learned prakriti bhava sandhi. Hope you remember that. Visarga is dropped. Do you see that? Okay. Ato vagamyate smad vijnanat. Ataha avagamyate. Asmat vijnanat. Sarvatma brahma vishayat. Atyantikaha samsara bhavaha iti. Ataha avagamyate. In what? Therefore it is understood. What is understood? Asmat vijnanat sarvatma brahma vishayat. See, asmat brahma as ye anena brahma vijnanena. That is the meaning actually given, but it's used for fifth case is used. Asmat brahma vijnanat sarvatma brahma vishayat. So by this knowledge of Brahman, atyantikaha samsara abhavaha. Samsara abhavaha iti. The total absence or resolution of samsara happens only by this knowledge of sarvatma brahma. Knowledge of reality, Brahman, the self of all. Ataha avagamyate, therefore it is understood that knowledge of Brahman, the reality, the self of all, only by the knowledge of Brahman, self of all, atyantikaha samsara abhavaha. The elimination of total resolution of samsara happens. From this it is clearly understood that by this knowledge, the subject matter of which is Brahman. See, sarvatma brahma eva vishayaha yasya vijnanasya. Sarvatma brahma eva vishayaha. Sarvatma brahma eva vishayaha yasya vijnanasya. Tadvijnanam Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanam. Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanam. Tasmat Sarvatma Brahma Vishayat Vijnanat. Is it clear? Okay. Sometimes these are the compounds I would like you to know. Sarvatma Brahma means what? Absolute reality implied by the term Brahman, obtaining as the self of all. My God, you have to write long sentence to say this one word. Sarvatma Brahma. Sarvatma Brahma means what? The reality Brahman, the self of all, is the subject matter of the knowledge. That knowledge is what? Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanam. By that Vijnanam, how will you say? Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanena. Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanat. So Tasmad Vijnanat. Sarvatma Brahma Vishayat means Sarvatma Brahma Vishaya Vijnanat Atyantikaha Samsara Abhavaha Siddhyati Bhavati. Okay, from this it is clearly understood. Why? See, Avagamyate means clearly understood that by this knowledge, the subject matter of which is Brahman, the Atma of all Jivas, come on, this total absence of samsaraha. Ataha, from this, in page number 8 I am reading, Avagamyate, it is understood that Asma Vijnanat, by this self-knowledge, just a small information, see, Tritiyarthe Panchami. The meaning of third case, fifth case is used here. Okay? Asmat Vijnanat, by this knowledge, Sarvatma Brahma Vishayat, whose subject matter is Brahman, which is going to be unfolded as Sarvatma, there is total freedom from samsara. The Upanishad is going to reveal that everything is born of this Brahman. All that is born is non-separate from that Brahman. Therefore, Brahman is Sarvatma. Again, Bhashyakara repeats, Atyantika Sarva Samsara Abhavaha. There is total absence of samsaraha. In other words, Mokshaha. Swayameva Prayojanam. Swayameva Prayojanam. Swayam eva aha prayojanam. Brahmavidapnoti param iti. Adaveva sambandha prayojana jnapanartham. See, adaveva adau eva. At the very beginning, in the beginning itself, Adau eva, arambattileye, mudrileye, Adau eva, Brahmavitparam apnoti iti, sambandha prayojana jnapanartham. You know, anubandha chatushtayam, do you remember? Anubandha chatushtayam, subject matter, adhikari, vishayaha, there sambandha and also prayojanam. These two are already jnapanam, jnapayati, jnapanartham, for revealing, for reminding. This connection and the benefit, for reminding us of the benefit of the knowledge, and for reminding us the connection between the text and the end. Text and the subject matter of the text. For that, Swayameva Prayojanam Aha. Upanishad itself directly reveals the benefit. Swayameva prayojanam aha. Upanishad itself reveals the benefit. When adav eva, in the very opening statement itself, at the very beginning, adav eva. What is the benefit? The knower of Brahman attains the param. For what? Sambandha prayojana jnapanartham. For revealing the connection and the benefit. In order to introduce the connection, the result. Nirjnatayoho hi sambandha prayojana yoho vidya shravana grahana dharana abhyasartham pravartate. Nirjnatayoho hi sambandha prayojana yoho vidya shravana grahana dharana abhyasartham pravartate. See, very careful. Jnatam, known. Nirjnatam, actually, it should be the anjnatam in. But nirjanati gives a very funny meaning. Well understood. Jnatam, understood. Janati, nirjanati. Nirjnatam, well understood. Again, satisattami here. Dual. Sambandha prayojanayoho nirjnatayoho. When a person understands, only when the connection and the benefit are understood properly, well understood, only when the connection and the benefit are understood correctly, thoroughly, a person will proceed for learning. Pravartate proceeds for what? Abhyasartham, for learning. Not only for learning. Vidyayaha shravana grahana dharana abhyasartham. Proceeds for the practice of listening, grasping, and retaining. See, a person will make efforts, all possible efforts for listening, for grasping, and for retaining, for learning, only when the connection and the benefit are understood well. Vijnata yoho hi sambandha prayojana yoho. How should you put? Sambandha prayojana yoho vijnata yoho eva. Vidya shavana grahana dharana abhyasartham pravartate. Hati sattami ingayi muda. How should you write in simple Sanskrit? Yada sambandha prayojanau prayojane vijnate. Yada sambandha prayojane vijnate bhavataha. Tada eva kaschit vidyayaha shavanasya grahanasya dharanasya cha abhyasam. Abhyasartam pravartate. Prayatram karoti. A person can make an effort to learn, listen, grasp, assimilate. Anything a person can do with the full involvement only when a person understands the benefit of this jnanam. And he must also understand the connection between what connection? Sadhana sadhya sambandha. He must know how jnanam is the means and moksha is the end. He must also know how pratipadaka pratipadya sambandha. Connection between the text and the result, knowledge also. Upanishad is the pramanam, means of knowledge, and knowledge is the end. One must understand the connection. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Om.